భాగవతం కెంట 7 చాప్టర్ 15 వర్స్ 24 కృపయా భూతజం దుఃఖం దైవం దయా సమాధిన ఆత్మజం యోగ వీర్యేణ నిద్రాంతత్వ సేవయా. బై గుడ్ బిహేవియర్ అండ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎన్వీ వన్ షుడ్ కాంట్రాక్ట్ సఫరింగ్స్ డ్యూ టు అదర్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్. By meditation and trance, one should counteract suffering due to providence. By practicing Hatha Yoga, Pranayama and so forth, one should counteract suffering due to the body and mind. Similarly, by developing the mode of goodness, especially in regard to eating, one should conquer sleep. By good behavior, and freedom from envy, one should contract sufferings due to other living entities. By meditation and trance, one should contract sufferings due to providence. By practicing Hatha Yoga, Pranayama and so forth, one should contract suffering
due to body and mind.
Similarly, by developing the mode of goodness, especially in regard to eating, one should conquer sleep. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ji. By practice, one should avoid eating in such a way that other living entities will be disturbed and suffer. Then we don't eat meat, fish and eggs. By practice, one should avoid eating in such a way that other living entities will be disturbed and suffer. This also means flushing food, whether animal food or vegetable food, they all have life. When we eat green leaf, life. When you pluck vegetables, there is life. When you take fruits, there is life. So, one thing is you can avoid meat, fish and eggs altogether. Not necessary at all. People foolishly say, expert doctors have prescribed. But they are expert in taking your money. Doctors are very expert in taking your money. They are not expert in their medical practice. Because their education is not according to Ayurveda. They think they know a lot. And they have a lot of words to use, jugglery, bombastic words and word jugglery. They have created many words. Matladala? Matladala? Police. When? Tomorrow is what, 30th? Your program is 31st. Day after tomorrow. Day after tomorrow you are invited. You know Subba Reddy? Our old devotee, all the time he comes. Show his photograph. Not here. Show his photograph. సుబ్బారెడ్డి ఇవ్వండి నిమిషం ఓల్డ్ వర్డ్ నీలాగ 15 ఏళ్ళ నుంచి సార్ హీ డైడ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ హిస్ సన్ సో 31st ఈజ్ కర్మంతరం వెళ్ళండి మీరు అడిగేది రేపు కదా ఆఫ్టర్ ది క్లాస్ ఉంది క్లాస్ ఉంది ఓవర్ బై 9:30 అలాంటి సో 31st యు ఆర్ ఇన్వైటెడ్ సో ఎవ్రీబడి నో సుబ్బారెడ్డి ఓల్డ్ స్టాండింగ్ డివోట్ సో నాన్ వెజ్ వీ డోంట్ నీడ్ అట్ ఆల్ మీట్ ఫిష్ ఎగ్ దట్ డజంట్ మీన్ దట్ యూ కెన్ టేక్ ప్రాన్స్ ఆర్ క్రాబ్స్ నో ఆల్ ఆక్వా పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఆల్ చేస్తున్నారు ఎక్స్క్యూజ్ ఇస్కాన్ పీపుల్ సే మీట్ ఫిష్ అండ్ ఎగ్స్ ఐ విల్ టేక్ ప్రాన్స్ వాట్ అబౌట్ మష్రూమ్స్ వేర్ డాగ్ యూరినేట్స్ మష్రూమ్స్ గో వెరీ నైస్ సో కెన్ యూ ఈట్ మష్రూమ్స్ వేర్ డాగ్ యూరినేట్స్ మష్రూమ్స్ గో వెరీ నైస్ ఇస్ ఇట్ తామసిక్ ఫుడ్ ఆర్ సాత్విక్ ఫుడ్ తామసిక్ మష్రూమ్స్ అంటే బూజు ఎక్కడైతే బూజులు పడతాయో దిస్ మష్రూమ్ ఇస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ బూజు సో పీపుల్ షుడ్ నాట్ ఈట్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ దేర్ పీపుల్ ఆస్క్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్స్ కెన్ యూ ఈట్ మష్రూమ్స్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ లైక్ ఎనీ గ్రీన్ ప్లాంట్ మష్రూమ్ గ్రోస్ ఇన్ వెరీ ఫౌల్ ప్లేసెస్ చెక్కలు కుళ్ళిపోయి నీళ్ళు పడి మష్రూమ్స్ గ్రో డర్టీ ప్లేసెస్ మష్రూమ్స్ గ్రో దిస్ వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ మష్రూమ్స్ వెరీ నైస్ ప్లేస్ సో వాట్ వి ఆర్ గ్రోయింగ్ మష్రూమ్స్ ఇన్ ఎ వెరీ నైస్ ప్లేస్ వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఫిష్ ఫ్రెష్ వాటర్ ఫిష్ సీ వాటర్ ఫిష్ ఇంతకుముందు తినేవాడు అని నేను అడుగుతున్నాను ఈ టేస్ట్ ఐ కుడ్ ఫిగర్ అవుట్ ఇది రిమెంబరింగ్ వెన్ ఐ లుక్ ఎట్ దిస్ ఫిష్ వెన్ ఐ గోయింగ్ ఫ్రెష్ వాటర్ ఫిష్ అండ్ సీ వాటర్ ఫిష్ ఈ స్మైలింగ్ ఓ ఐ నో ది టేస్ట్ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ దట్ అండ్ దిస్ సో ఆల్ ద యూ గ్రో ఫిష్ ఇన్ నైస్ వాటర్ ఆల్ ద యూ గ్రో మష్రూమ్ ఇన్ నైస్ ప్లేస్ బట్ ది వెరీ సీ it is bad doesn't matter the tobacco that is also a leaf tobacco so that means the quality is bad foods are categorized by quality the effect they cause onion and garlic vegetables medicinal value that is different taking onion as a medicine for your rheumatism for your arthritic problems so because every has some medical benefits. Everything. I was in some place. They gave me, this is bamboo shoots. Probably Chinese and Japanese, they like that food. Bamboo shoots. It's a Tamasic food. And they're saying this is vegetable, that's bamboo. So I did not like it at all. It's like really biting a bamboo. It is biteable bamboo. Real bamboo, your lips will bleed, your teeth will fall away. Real bamboo, if you try to use your teeth. But this is bamboo shoots. Japanese people, they like this food very much. Bad food. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, food's in the mode of goodness. What is that sloka? Before Katvamla Lavana Trishna. Three slokas. Yatayamam Gatarasam. That is Tamasic food. And Katvamla Lavana Trishna. Rashya Snigdha. Take out Bhagavad Gita. Yes, so he says, Mataji, you don't remember, huh? This one. Ayus Sattva Balarogya. Ayus Sattva Balarogya.
Ayus Sattva Balarogya.
Sukha Preeti Vivardhana.
Sukha Preeti Vivardhana.
Rashya Snigdha Sthira Hrudya.
Rashya Snigdha Sthira Hrudya.
Ahara Sattvika Priya.
Ahara Sattvika Priya.
So, Sattvika food. Word of goodness. Ayus Sattva Bala Arogya. Ayus Sattva Bala Arogya. Bolo.
Ayus Sattva Bala Arogya.
Sukha Preeti Vivardhana.
Sukha Preeti Vivardhana.
Rashya Snigdha Sthira Hrudya.
Rashya Snigdha Sthira Hrudya.
Ahara Sattvika Priya.
Ahara Sattvika Priya.
So all good words are used. Ayus Sattva Bala Arogya Sukha Preeti Vivardhana Rashya Snigdha Sthira Hrudya Ahara Sattvika Priya. So, foods that are like fruits, vegetables, grains, dals, these foods are, they increase your longevity, they increase your health, they increase your strength. So don't be brainwashed. When doctors tell you, if you take non-veg, you will become strong. That's only brainwash. That means they just, by their MD degree, they are trying to impress you. You think they know a lot. Just by showing your degree, their degree, they are telling you that whatever they say is right. But Krishna is the best doctor. Can there be any doctor better than Krishna? Is it possible? Can anybody be a better doctor than Krishna? Not possible. So whatever so-called authorities in medical line, anybody may say anything. You don't get influenced by them. You don't get brainwashed by them. Whenever so-called authorities, they tell you something, check. Bhagavad Gita, what does it say? If Bhagavad Gita is saying something else, reject. Gandhi did. Gandhi, when he was a young man, 16 years, he got, in those days, it was a life-threatening disease, typhoid fever, but there were no antibiotics, bacterial disease, typhoid bacilli. So, even in the West, the drugs were not, so in India, the drugs were not available at all. So, doctor told he should eat liver soup, he should take eggs and goat meat and like that. Young man, we don't want any young man to die. So everybody, they were pushing Gandhi. That time was Mohandas. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. Karamchand. Very nice name. Karamchand. Good works. Mohandas. Krishna's Das. Mohandas Karamchand. People only is Narendra Modi. Actually they say Narendra Damodar Modi. Right? People don't know much. Damodar is there. So, Gandhi, it's your life. No? Whenever, suppose I am 75 and have a heart attack and all my well-wishers, they will all gather, let's take him to ICU, let's do this, let's do that. The patient will can decide whether he wants to go through all that torture, all that hellish experience, or if I'm prepared to go, you all gather around me and chant Hare Krishna. And get some Ayurvedic doctor. And let him do what he wants. We don't want to go through guinea pig experiments. Guinea pig. Guinea pigs are, you know, our medicines will act on human beings. They first try on rabbits, guinea pigs, monkeys. They try on them. And after they are used on. So similarly, we don't want to be guinea pigs. Doctors want to try this. I don't. So he's a nonsense. He wants to put trials on me and then learn lessons and then he wants to see. So, we don't want to go through such hellish treatment. People who are very attached to the body, they want to undergo all these 100 tubes. Here one tube, here one tube, here one tube, here one tube, here one tube. What is necessary? Be prepared to go. With all the tubes, can you be saved? All right, if you can be saved by putting tubes, have 1500 tubes and live for another 1500 years. All just taking money, that's all. If you die, you cannot take money. So somehow keep him alive. Somehow keep him alive and keep on ripping money. It's not that you are there to help the patient, but patient is there to help you. Help you to fill your coffers. So this is the modern day medical practice. It is no longer a noble profession. a very mean profession nowadays. Somebody told in government hospitals, even dying patients, they don't get treatment. But in corporate hospitals, even dead patients will get treatment. Corporate hospital, dead patient, all I do, let us see. Just to take money. Who will go to corporate hospitals? People whose pockets are full. They go to corporate hospitals. Anyway, if the doctors become Yamadutas for you, and real Yamadutas will take care of the doctor. See? The doctors can become Yamadutas for you. They think, you know, in the name of doctor, they can get away to do anything they like. But real Yamadutas, they will take care of the doctors. You cannot avoid. So, the point is, no mushrooms and no bamboo shoots and what else I said apart from, yeah, no prawns and no prawns and crabs, all bad food. Ayus sattva, so when you eat food, your lifespan should increase, your strength should increase, your health should improve, and your brain should become fine. Strong and stout body, but weak brain. Strong and stout body, but a stool brain. Stool brain. All dirty things. Like the people who eat non-veg, very strong bodies, but stool brains. People who try to enjoy with this body, people who see the body as a source of enjoyment, because body is stool. Body is stool, and people who take pride, people who try to enjoy, people who are proud of their body, that means they have a stool brain. People whose brain is intelligent. What is the opposite of stool? Nectar. Nectar brains. Nectar brains, they drink Namamrit, elixir of life. Namamrit means nectar of the holy name. So, different foods for different people. So, if you want your devotional service to go on nicely, don't go beyond vegetables, green leafy vegetables, grains, dals, milk, cow milk. Don't take buffalo milk. Buffalo milk is, if not harmful, it is actually harmful because people don't like to hear that. Buffalo milk will make your brain dull. Is it nice? Dull brains cannot catch up with Bhagavad Gita. If you want to catch up with Bhagavad Gita, you should have a smart brain. People who are dull brains, they make smartphones. That is also there. Compensation. Brainless. So get hooked to smartphone. You be smart and kick away the smartphone. So you are already smart. You are already smart. Why you need a smartphone? Is that right? All the smart cities, your body is ugly and you are in a smart city. What is the point? Modi Sahib is saying we will create smart cities and dull people live there. Because if you are a smart man, you don't need smart cities. If you are a smart man, don't waste your life in creating smart cities. no meaning to life, but create smart cities. No meaning to your life. You create a smart city and you go permanently to reside in hell. Is it smart? You create a smart city with no time, 24 hours you work. It's not easy to create smart cities. No? So much money, so much work, so many people to maintain it round the clock. Round the clock. You go to metro station, 24 hours, because they have spent so much money. If something goes wrong, it will cost hell of a lot. No, metro station, they are guarded. Just like you guard a rich man's house, you have to guard metro station. 24 hours people have to be police, keep him there. All stupid activities. For your 40 years, you make smartphones, smart cities, metros for your 40 years of life. For your eternal life, no idea. This is called high living, no thinking. High living, no thinking. Whereas if you are going to go away from here, you know, Prasanth came to my room. His father's memories were haunting him. So I told Prasanth, your father is not his body. Body is same in everybody, dull bodies. But by consciousness, you are a good person, bad person. Body is all same. But good person, bad person. So, if you are inspired by your father, not because of his body, see? You're right? If you are inspired by your father, because you are the devotee. You are the devotee, he has no so much worldly interest, you know? And whatever little time he has come for Guru Puja, Sandhya Arati, not sitting here and there, idling out. So, whenever your father, it comes to your memory, I told him, bodies cannot be saved. Bodies, sooner or later they have to go. So whenever we say, we are feeling sorrowfulness. Because not that you are missing the body, but you are missing a person in good consciousness. So you pick up from there. I want to be like my father. I want to devote my time, devote my resources, devote my life for Krishna's service. Human life, if you are doing anything other than Krishna's service, you are doing a great disservice to yourself. Disservice means troubling a person. If you are doing any activities non-Krishna conscious, you are going to trouble yourself. So devotees are single-minded. Apashyatam atma-tattvam. Not seeing the atma. Apashyatam. Pashya means see. Apashya. Not seeing. Apashyatam atma-tattvam. Gruheshu gruha-medina. You mess up your life and you mess up the world. Yeah. Simply because you don't have spiritual knowledge. So like all day we are spending our time. Krishna is supplying. See? All day we are just spending our time in devotional activities, not going out of the temple, going out for prachar, Krishna seva, that's it. Okay. So, just you sit in the temple, you know, one Ramesh Babaji Maharaj, very famous man among Krishna devotees in Barsana. He has taken a vow. What? He has taken a vow. Wow. Great. He has taken a vow. What vow? I will not go out Brajamandal. Just like we take a vow. We don't want to go out of the temple. We want to stay in the temple all day doing some service, something. I am not interested in anything. So he has taken a vow. I will not go out of Brajamandal. But you see what happened. We are unable to maintain 3 cows. There in Barsana, 28,000 cows. How many cows? 28,000 cows. All maintained under his guidance. The veterinary doctors are there. Grain thrashing machines are there. Trucks are there. Tractors are there. All came by themselves. They all came. They are in his service. This is called Hare Krishna. You just try to please Krishna and everything will be behind you. Because Krishna is in the heart of everybody. You sit here and try to please Jagannath. And then Jagannath, he will drive. All right, this woman should go to his carnival. All right, this property should go to his carnival. All Jagannath decides. You know, we don't know what is very third Prithvi is what, but Jagannath. Jagannath orchestrated. So, you be after Jagannath, let Jagannath take care of you. You take care of Jagannath and let Jagannath, don't worry, don't be concerned about your, you take care of yourself. I want dry fruit. So Mataji came and said, we are working very hard. Can we get daily some dry fruit? Nobody in this can ask you like that. Anyway, the point is, by practice, one should avoid eating in such a way that other living entities will be disturbed and suffer. That means don't, for your eating habits, don't meddle with other life unnecessarily. No animal food at all, and even vegetarian food, don't waste. Now, one flower was offered to Krishna, and all other flowers were crying. They were not thinking, wow, that flower is pulled off from the tree. We are still here. But the other flowers were crying. Why? Oh, that flower got the opportunity to be at the feet of Jagannath. We are not getting the opportunity. So, if you waste things and you don't use them in Jagannath's service, they feel very bad. We are taken away, our life is taken away. We are happy that we will be using Jagannath's service, but we are wasted. So all energy, everything will cry. So the devotees are sitting and the fan is going on. Fan is looking very happy. We are giving comfort to the devotees. And then devotees go away, fan is still running. The fan will cry. I am Krishna's energy and I am not put to Krishna's service. Understand? Wasted. Is that right? So, that means the devotee is very conscientious. Conscientiousness, am I dealing with other people all right? Am I a source of terror? Am I a source of fear? You can create different things to people. levels of torture. So we should always be concerned. That's what he's saying. By good behavior and freedom from envy, one should counteract suffering due to other living entities. You are getting suffering from other living entities because of your bad behavior. Don't blame them. You dealt in a bad way. So they are coming and torturing you, right? You go and do some blasting, and some 10 people will come and beat you up, do all things. Not that they are just attacking you, because you created some trouble for them. So it's saying, by good behavior, people will stop giving you suffering. This, you can counteract suffering due to other living entities. Like, you know, you are going on the road, a dog will come and it will come and bite you. So many people are going on the street, but only when you are walking. Not that the dog is mad. Dog is not mad because Paramatma is controlling the dog. You are nonsense. The dog doesn't know, but Paramatma is the dog. This guy is not going out. So, that means by good we always return good for bad. What? Return good for bad. Generally, we return good for good, or if you are bad, you return bad for good many times. We return bad for good, or maybe you return good for good, but very seldom. Only maybe one in lakhs. Return good for bad. That's what the sloka is saying. By good behavior, he's not saying good behavior with good people. Good behavior with everybody. A Vaishnava, he doesn't see anybody as a bad person. So he's always has good behavior. You know that story, you know that the scorpion and the Brahmin. The Brahmin was bitten by the scorpion again and again. And somebody came and told, what are you doing? Scorpion will always bite you. Why you are trying to protect it? Why you are trying to save it? Just go. Because it is troubling you. Then this man said, even an insect will not give up its nature. A Brahmin is supposed to have good behavior. How can I give up my nature? Hari Bol. That means, although the scorpion is stinging, this man is saying, I am not dying by the scorpion sting, but I feel compassionate. The scorpion is getting drowned and drifting away, it will die. So if I can just flick it out from the water. So you can understand whether you are in the mode of goodness or not. In all circumstances, if you are able to behave good, that means you have become a Brahmin. But only in good environment with good people you are good. But when you are in other environment, your real colors will come. That means you are trying to practice Brahminical nature, but it has not become your your nature. You are trying to practice, but it does not become your nature. So by practice, habit is second nature. So we are all born bad, but you practice. Like we all have lusty thoughts, practice. Cut down the lusty thoughts. Whenever you are in the presence of a young woman, whenever you practice, educate yourself. So only dirty people, they think everybody is like me. Because I have lusty feelings, we think everybody is also having lusty feelings, not necessarily. Suppose Prabhupada is talking to many Matajis. Oh, this guy, old man, surrounded by so many young people, young women. What a big offense is that? Does he know what is in the mind of Prabhupada? Stupid guys, they don't know. So, don't try to judge others with your mentality. Always give benefit of doubt. I am not free from the lusty looks, lusty behavior. But let me not think that everybody of my age is also lusty. The people who are praying sincerely to Krishna, Krishna can just take away their lust. Is that right? Otherwise, why you are chanting? We are chanting because we have the disease of lust. We have the disease of greed. We have the disease of anger. Kama Krodha Lobha. That is our disease. Hrudaya Roga. Bodily Rogas, they are different. Charma Roga, Kanti Roga, Panti Roga. But this is Hrudaya Roga. This is Hrudaya Roga. So, it doesn't kill you if your skin disease or teeth disease. But the Hrudaya Roga, it will continue birth after birth. You will be rotting in this material world. So, don't worry about bodily diseases. You should be more concerned about Hrudaya Roga, the disease of the heart, lust, greed, and anger. So, when you chant all good holy name, no matter how bad person you are, no matter what bad person you are, the holy name is so good. The holy name is so powerful. It is so pure. So everybody has a hope with the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I will complete this purport. Since I suffer when pinched or killed by others, I should not attempt to pinch or kill any other living entity. People do not know that because killing innocent animals, they themselves will have to suffer severe reactions from material nature. Any country where people indulge in unnecessary killing of animals will have to suffer from wars and pestilence. What is pestilence? Ganesh, what is pestilence? Karu Kataka. Guess. Not know. Guess. Pestilence. What is that? Pest means Pantalaki Chedabatana. Pantalaki Purubati Nasana. Money is gone, crop is gone, and you remain hungry. That's called pestilence. Wars and pestilence imposed by material nature. Comparing one's own suffering to the suffering of others, therefore, one should be kind. If you are hurt by this woman, that woman, at least you be example. I don't want to hurt. Be example. Not, she is a bad lady, but what about you? Let people call you a good lady. One cannot avoid the suffering inflicted by providence. Therefore, providential suffering, what you have to do? He said, a providential suffering. One should do meditation. That means you become transcendental. Everything will be going on in this world. Somebody is insulting you. Somebody is troubling you. Something is biting you. No, you are not able to get what you want. All things. You transcend. They will be there, but you transcend. By chanting Hare Krishna, you transcend. The problem is there, but your mind transcended matter. One cannot avoid the suffering inflicted by providence. Therefore, when suffering comes, one should absorb oneself in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Like in the Second World War, when bombing was going on and everybody was falling flat, coming out of the homes, but Prabhupada was nicely eating kachari prasad and chanting Hare Krishna. This is devotional service. Eating is also devotional service. Prabhupada was nicely going on his activity, his kirtan and his prasad. He did not bother. So what can you do? World War is going on, what Prabhupada can do? He is not a president of America. He is not a president, chancellor of Germany. Prabhupada is not even president of India. Not prime minister of India, that he can have some role. Call everybody, don't fight. So Prabhupada says, go on. You face whatever nonsense you are. But I will go on with my Krishna consciousness. I will transcend. Transcend. So that means nothing can trouble you if you transcend. One can avoid suffering from the body and mind by practicing Hatha Yoga. Hatha. And if your body and mind are troubling, you become more determined. More determined to chant Hare Krishna. Hatha. Atana jid, mundiga, body, mind, giving you, but mundiga, you become attached to devotional service. Don't try to be carried away and try to do something. Just, that means whatever going on, the suffering, but you steadfast, very strongly you hold on to devotional service. It all is happening by karmas. And karmas can be cut down by devotional service. Instead of wasting your time solving this, solving that, but you become strong in devotional service and things will go away by themselves. Hare Krishna. So everybody line up at my room. With your glasses. Come in, don't crowd, be in a line.